Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, look, I stand by. The show does not start until Monday. I've got no production ready. I've got no stats here for you. I've got nothing to break down. I want to talk about Sasaki. I want to talk about Morton. I want to talk about the fact that Burns, I understand his decision, but I've got none of that prepared for today. The show starts on Monday. But let's get some frivolous stuff out of the way, because I am tired of something in Birdland, and I want to know if you guys are as well. There is something that for the first few weeks, maybe even the first season, I enjoyed, but now not so much. It's something that is now overdone, and from what I can tell, going into year three, the Orioles are double, triple, quadrupling down on this. And it is the bird bath. And more importantly, it is Mr. Splash. Now, if you followed me over at Section 336, you know I got some inside information with this. Because before the bird bath was introduced, I texted with Cole Irvin about this back and forth as he played off his idea about the bird bath to me and got my thoughts, and I gave him some feedback and everything before he then went to the Orioles PR and pushed it, and it became the bird bath. And it was fun for that year because the water thing was natural. Everything was natural. It went from the Homer hose that the Orioles did to expand to the bird bath because of the waterworks and everything. It made sense. But are we forcing it now? Was it forced in year two? Is it really forced in year three? The Orioles are doing Orioles caravans where you can go out and meet Mr. Splash. Last year they did a Mr. Splash bobblehead. I believe I've got it on my shelf here. I've got it right back here. Let me grab it. Here is my Mr. Splash bobblehead, because I do love Oriole bobbleheads. I have a huge collection of them. So, of course, I would have the chief hydration officer, because you need him. But it's year three, and the Orioles have now announced that they are expanding the bird bath from Section 86 to Section 84 and 86. Now, I know that bird bath tickets were hard to get, so I get that, all right, this is expanding it and making it more accessible to people. I know that being sprayed down by the hose in July in a day game Sunday afternoon must feel wonderful. But we're talking Mr. Splash instead of the Oriole bird. I have made some Mr. Splash t-shirts for Birdland Sports. And now you can find all my shirts, by the way, over at Breakin' Tee, as I've partnered with them at the very end of last season. You might have missed it, but I'm really excited about some new designs for this year. And there may be a Mr. Splash, because somehow you guys all like it. I don't hate it. Don't get me as a hater. Get me as a, what are we doing? Why is this guy the face of this team when we have one of the best mascots in baseball with the Oriole bird? I don't need Mr. Splash. If the Oriole bird wants to go out there with the hose, even better to me. Guest splashers, I'm okay with that. I'd like to see them do more than half an inning. I was out in 84. I guess I was in 84 because I was next to the splash zone when Joan Jett was the guest splasher. And that was fun, but she was only there for an inning, maybe two innings. Cal Ripken, Dave Rubenstein. I better find out if I'm saying it right with Stein or Steen because I go back and forth. I will have that correct by the time this show actually launches on Monday, I hope. Adam Jones came out and did it. Guest splashers are great. It's fun. It's always great to have an extra person at the ball club, at the ball field, especially people who mean something like Adam Jones, Cal Ripken, the owner. This is wonderful. I love all that. I just am tired of Mr. Splash as a mascot. I'm tired of come out to meet Mr. Splash. This guy somehow became the luckiest grounds crew guy in the world to go from whatever his random job was at the stadium to suddenly he's Mr. Splash. They needed a guy out there just to run a hose, and he turned into a mascot. And I don't know. I guess there might be some more research, but I don't even know who the guy is. I don't know how he became. What makes him an expert at Mr. Splash? I've never seen his name. I've never seen him out of uniform. But he is Mr. Splash, and he has become a mascot. So I'm frustrated with Mr. Splash. But anyway, let's take a break right here, and then I'm going to come back, and I want to talk about the promotional schedule.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hard on Mr. Splash. Like, I'm not anti Mr. Splash. As I said earlier, I am pro the Baltimore Oriole bird. And I don't need a second mascot. That's all. That's my point with Mr. Splash. Now, like I said, this podcast starts on Monday. Not today. This is a placeholder. This is a get me back in the rhythm talking Orioles. This is get you guys back to subscribing to this. Give you a chance to tell your friends. Get you guys to start to understand what this is going to be like. It's going to be my voice for 15, 20, 30 minutes. Maybe occasionally we'll have a guest, but it's mostly going to be me. Now, let's talk about promotional schedules because that came out the other day and I want to break it down. I want to just go through the schedule and let's talk about the different giveaways because there's some that are really cool. There's some that are really lame and there is a theme that I don't like. And maybe I'm being too critical. Maybe I'm a little frustrated that this promotional schedule came out before we were able to sign a real pitcher. Maybe I'm frustrated that I don't have an ace on my team at the moment. Well, on opening day, I don't have an ace. I think Kyle Bradish could be that guy, but not on day one. Anyway, let's get to the schedule. Let's talk about opening day, March 31st. All fans receive an Orioles rally towel. Guys, I've got about 8 Oriole rally towels. I'm tired of the rally towel. I don't mind the rally towel. I get that it's a cheap giveaway for playoffs. But you know what I loved? You know what my favorite giveaway on opening day was? They did it for years and years and years, and I still have many of them, was the magnet schedules. The magnet schedules would always go right here on my whiteboard in my office. Before that, it went on my fridge in my studio. I would take it to work, and it would go in my office there. The magnet schedules I used to use all the time. Instead, I ended up making desktop backgrounds for my computer to put the schedule in the corner because I didn't have a magnet schedule. I like the magnet schedules. Consider me old. I mean, after all, I am 44 years old. So maybe that's a little old for me. But I want the magnet schedule. I miss the magnet schedule. The rally towel is kind of lame for an opening day thing. It's fine. It's a big fine. And that's what I think you'll find for a lot of these giveaways. It's fine. On Friday, April 11th, we get the clear stadium bag. This one gives me a thumbs up. I give a thumbs up to this because nobody's ever quite sure about the stadium bag policy. We know it's supposed to be clear. We don't know the right size. So here, at least 10,000 people will have the proper size bag. They gave one of these bags away to season ticket members last year or the year before, and it was helpful to have the actual bag that I knew could get into the stadium every time. Kids opening day is on April 13th with an Oriole Bird plush toy. Big thumbs up from me, simply because it is the Oriole Bird and not Mr. Splash. As I explained before, we have an amazing mascot. Made it into the Mascot Hall of Fame a couple years ago. Let's keep celebrating the Orioles Bird. And we get to celebrate the Oriole Bird on Friday, April 18th with the Orioles hockey jersey. Now, it's got the angry Oriole Bird right on the front. It's black and orange and white. It looks outstanding. It is sponsored by or presented by my favorite restaurant that I miss. There's one in Florida about an hour from me. But it's still, that's an hour to go for pizza. But Lido. Lido Pizza is my favorite. And I'm excited to see them, their name, on the side of this hockey jersey because it looks outstanding. The hockey jersey is definitely one that if I'm not up there, I might have to have a hockey jersey shipped down to me. It looks pretty it looks pretty incredible. All right, April 19th is our first bobblehead. I believe we have six bobbleheads this year. The first one is a David Rubenstein bobblehead. Again, I'll have it correct by Monday. And it is a great-looking bobblehead of him in his Orioles jacket in that old 90s hat with that 90s Orioles logo with the diamond behind it throwing out baseball caps. Now, it's a great-looking bobblehead. Not taking anything of that away. This is the first of, I think, many new ownership-inspired giveaways this year. And I don't mind this bobblehead, but how much cooler would it have been if that first bobblehead was a big free agent that we signed this offseason? How much cooler would it be if it was Corbin Burns? Anything than like a little self-me. And I know David didn't do this himself. And I know I made a joke on 336 that, hey, if he made the bobblehead, it would be him with some pandas getting the medal from Biden because he seems to care more about stuff outside of the ballpark. But that's not true. It's a joke. It's fun to have a fan that loves the team as much as an owner that loves the team as much as I do because he too is a fan. I'm just saying I would have rather it been a star player. But it's a nice bobblehead. I will have one of these down here. All right, next up, let's move forward to May 2nd. We have Star Wars weekend. I hate Star Wars. I'll put that out there. I know many of you guys love Star Wars. I get that it's Star Wars weekend because the Sunday is May the 4th and May the 4th be with you. I get it. I get it. I'm Star Wars out. But we get a Colton Cowser bobblehead as he has a lightsaber and a cloak or whatever they call it in the Star Wars universe. I like that Colton Cowser is getting some recognition there. And then on Sunday, we have a Gunnar Henderson bobblehead where he, too, has a lightsaber. Again, you can't go wrong with a Gunnar bobblehead. All right, moving ahead, we've got an Orioles flag given out on May 28th. It's fine. On May 30th, we've got the Orioles bowling shirt. Now, I know there's a lot of excitement about the hockey jersey. I know the soccer jerseys have gotten excitement in the past. I know the Hawaiian shirts, and we'll talk about it later, are always a fan favorite. But this bowling shirt looks sick. I love it. It's a nice orange classic bowling shirt. It's got the Orioles in like a bowling or a drive-in type font. It looks outstanding. So Friday, May 30th against the Chicago White Sox, The first 15,000 of you are going to want to go there and get these bowling shirts. They look good. And to set up that we have a great crowd that weekend, on Saturday night will be a Grayson Rodriguez bobblehead. And here's my favorite part of this bobblehead. It's in the all-orange uniform. Guys, this is my favorite Orioles look. I don't understand why we haven't brought this uniform back. The orange pants with the orange top. This is what the Orioles should be wearing every weekend, if it was up to me. All right, let's move ahead. June 14th, we got a beach t-shirt. This is the classic Ocean City Tourism shirt. They've done the towels, they've done the shirts. It's fine. It's fine. I see lots of them at the yard. We have on June 15th, we have a straw hat. Straw hat is good. This is a strong giveaway. I purchased an Orioles straw hat last summer. It's outstanding by the pool. So that is great. On June 25th, we've got Orioles pride jerseys. It's a black jersey that just has the a little rainbow colors and says pride on the back. Fine. June 27th, a City Connect themed soccer jersey. Again, going off the excitement of previous soccer jerseys, you soccer fans are crazy. So here we've got a little City Connect colors inspired. It says you can't clip these wings on the back. It's got those colors like under the sleeve. But the colors are a little bit more dominant than they are in the City Connect jerseys. Now, here's where it gets fun with the Hawaiian shirt on Tuesday, July 8th, against the New York Mets. It's a Hawaiian shirt giveaway. But why would you be doing this on a Tuesday? Well, clearly it's because the Mets are coming to town and you don't think you're going to be selling any shirts. Or you want more Oriole fans there than New York Met fans. So you're going to give away the Hawaiian shirts on Tuesday. But don't worry, if you can't make it on Tuesday, on Saturday we have the Miami Marlins, another team that's not going to draw a crowd. So let's do the Hawaiian shirt as well. And in the middle there, on Thursday, July 10th, still with the Mets, we have a Yacht Rock cap, which again, I'm okay with this. It's fun. It's different. It's jumping on that Yacht Rock bandwagon. And it's a simple captain's hat that says Baltimore Orioles on the in the middle of it. Not bad. And by the way, the Hawaiian shirt that they were giving two nights away, 15,000 one night, 20,000 the next night against the Mets and the Marlins. So again, trying to capitalize on low attendance games. The shirt looks great. It's a great looking Hawaiian shirt. So make sure you grab that. We then have the floppy hat on July 25th that has that old Orioles 90s classic logo that says Orioles with the green diamond behind. That I remember as a kid. I know many of you probably don't. And I know it got very popular this summer because Mr. Dave Rubenstein was wearing that type of Oriole hat. And then the kids were out looking for that hat after he was spotted in it. So now they're putting that logo on everything. It's on his bobblehead. It's on the floppy hat. Then on moving forward, July 28th, we get a Jordan Westberg bobblehead. Again, another player. It's great to see these young guys get bobbleheads, get what they deserve. Get some attention. We have a Baltimore Orioles corduroy cap coming up on August 10th against the Athletics. Note, there's no town there. They are just the Athletics this year. Not the Sacramento Athletics, not the Oakland Athletics, not the Las Vegas Athletics. They are simply the Athletics. But don't worry. You can wait until Friday night. You can skip out on that corduroy hat. I'm giving you permission because Friday night is the Orioles cowboy hat. And again, I'm all right with this. It's something different. It's a black hat. It's not the Bill Hagee straw cowboy hat they've done in the past. I've got that up on my wall up here. This is just a straight black cowboy hat with an orange O on it. It looks pretty good. And on Saturday night with the Astros still in town, you can get a Jim Palmer replica jersey. It's that orange jersey like I was talking about earlier with Grayson Rodriguez. I hope, I pray that some of these games, like maybe the bobblehead game, maybe this Jim Palmer replica game, that they are wearing those jerseys because they are outstanding looking. They are my favorite, please. September 23rd, we've got a knit beanie. Looks fine. On September 24th, we have an Adley Rutschman golf bobblehead. It's okay. I don't mind this. It's Adley with a backwards hat and a golf club and a polo shirt and some pants on some grass. It is fine. It's an Adley bobblehead. At least it's not. I've got so many Matt Wieters bobbleheads and Matt Wieters little collectibles that is him crouched behind the plate. I've got Adley Rutschman's. as Captain America and another one. I've got a couple of his crouched behind the plate. So the fact that he's out doing something different, I've got his left and right swing bobbleheads of him swinging. So now we get him doing something different. And I'm all for that. I'm all for different. I'm hoping these aren't trends that you're seeing the other teams do. Like if suddenly I see every player has a golf bobblehead from every team has some player that has one, that's lame. The Star Wars weekend, I imagine every team is doing this. Pride jersey, every team is doing this. I hope every team is not doing Yacht Rock and cowboy hats. I hope that some of this stuff sets the Orioles apart and makes the Orioles different. Now, where did the Orioles miss? They missed on Jackson Holiday. There's not a Jackson Holiday on this schedule. Now, they probably will do a t-shirt night or something. But Jackson Holiday, it's time for him to get a bobblehead or something. You can be creative with him. I remember when hearing about the Bowie Bay Sox, and they were trying to do a Jonathan Scope of ice cream. And they never worked it out, but I love that creativity. Or a Jonathan Scope scoop of ice cream would make more sense. So it was because of how you spelled scope, like scoop, so they were doing an ice cream theme. I love that. I love the creativity. I hope that that's what we're seeing some of this from the Orioles. And Mr. Splash is not the creative. To wrap it all back to the beginning, Mr. Splash is fine. I'm glad we don't have snorkel night where we're giving away snorkels or where we're giving away flamingo water tube things, whatever you call the thing, floaties. Because those things the Orioles could have easily done. They could have easily given away arm floats and everyone say, oh, it's Mr. Splash. Blah, 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 blah. I'm glad they didn't do that. The promotional calendar is decent. Now it's time for the team. Monday, when the show starts, Monday is when we're going to talk real baseball. Maybe even tomorrow. We'll see. Again, the show's not starting until Monday. This is just extra content before the show even starts, where I get to get out some of my frustrations that I've sat on. But Monday, the show starts. Monday, I'm not even sure where we're going to start because I've got thoughts on pitching. I've got thoughts on the outfield. I've got thoughts on the infield. I've got thoughts on Kerstad. I'm not sure where we'll start. But I think we might start. I don't know. Maybe we'll start by talking about some certain players and bringing some stats in. But I don't know. We'll see. So tell your friends. Make sure you're subscribed to Birdland Today. Share it on Facebook, Twitter. I don't have any of those accounts. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh Soroka. You can follow me on anything else under Section 336 or Josh Soroka. I'm on there. Nothing set up yet for Birdland Today, except for this podcast. Point everyone to this podcast. Go on over to Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and share this podcast. Let people subscribe, and we will talk again on Monday when the show starts, or maybe even tomorrow. Thanks for giving me a try.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.